Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Baxter with my colleague and friend, Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report. Dateline Buenos Aires, within hours, Valentine's Day. A week ago, 20 kilograms, that's 44 pounds of pasta, was enough to feed the dozens of family who visited a soup kitchen in Villa Fiorito, a poor Buenos Aires suburb beset by the economic crisis. But with monthly inflation topping 20%, monthly, the number of hungry residents has soared. This week, the soup kitchen, which relies on private contributions, had to prepare 30 kilograms of pasta. In other words, we're creating more pasta for the people. There's less and less to give more and more hunger, said Maria Torres, a volunteer cook. I mention this, Professor, because it's a lead item in Reuters, underlining that Javier Milei was celebrated as a new look for Argentina, his international trip to Israel, and the release, the success and release in returning to life two Argentine-Israeli captives who have been brutalized by the Hamas. At the same time, Javier Milei is greeted warmly by the Pope, hugs and embraces. Given that there had been a previous tension, Mr. Malai's remarks, it was wonderful to see that. And yet back home, where international headlines don't much matter, we have a shortage of food for soup kitchens. So Malai's reforms, can they move fast enough to solve this problem of 20% inflation and people lining up for pasta?
Well, the big challenge right now, John, is how the vetoing or the voting down of his first attempt at that omnibus bill, which had a broad series of reforms, will impact the tools that the government had at its disposal. So there have been certain things, actually, Milei moving quickly has already done. As we've seen, there is the currency devaluation, which was meant to stop the outflow of currency. There have been a number of different actions also to try to bring government fiscal accounts into balance, the suspending of new public works projects, actions to also try to cut basically in half public ministries. But one of the things important about that big omnibus bill that Milei put through the Argentine Congress is it gave additional emergency powers using, again, a clause about extreme emergency conditions that is kind of a bit of an exception within the Argentine Constitution. But needing this omnibus bill basically to kind of push those powers forward, which has to do with a whole range of other things that need to be done. Now, right as Milei was leaving the country, of course, there was a parliamentary maneuver by some of Milei's opponents, which led to the reading of that bill line for line, and the objections caused the approval to break down. Now, they will probably come back at a more limited version of that. But the question really becomes, will the ability to have some programs that allow for the management of inflation, but also responding to the strikes. You have groups like the General Workers Confederation. There have already been some 50,000 different public workers who have been laid off. But the CJT is basically trying to paralyze the streets to bring Milei down. There are constitutional rights in Argentina that allows essentially workers to paralyze key sectors of the Argentine economy, blocking access to supply facilities. Milei's legislation, among other things, was trying to stop some of those things. And so at the end of the day, given this evolving crisis that, as you point out, has to do with grave inflation that immediately and directly impacts Argentines, but also the fiscal crisis, also the need to get new economic opportunity to stimulate the productive sector to get money coming back in, especially through agricultural exports. The question is that will Legislatively, once Millay gets back from his very successful trip to Italy and meeting with the Pope, et cetera, will he be able to get enough legislatively through to keep the Argentine economy functioning and also to take advantage of the rope that the IMF has thrown with the disbursement of an additional $4.7 billion and some delays in the review of the program? Will Millay have the tools that he needs in this context to be able to keep this grave situation in the country afloat?
And we have a minute, Professor, so I try to keep this to a straightforward question about Washington. Is Washington looking in with favor on what Javier Millay is doing, or does it have time given all the other pressures? We have less than a minute.
Well, Washington certainly has a lot that it's following right now. But in general, especially on the economic front, Washington's support, for some of Malay's moves and certainly supporting the positive orientation that the IMF has taken has been important. And I think more broadly also in terms of Malay's positive orientation toward the U.S. in terms of security cooperation, in terms of strengthening the relationship, and in terms of wanting to cooperate more with the U.S. on China. The Biden administration, although it might not see eye to eye with Malay on everything, it might have its concerns in some areas, has reacted very positively of having someone who is interested in extending a sincere hand of friendship and strengthening the relationship with the U.S.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.